The parable of the barren fig tree. How many seasons has God waited for your life to bear fruit, and what will he find the next time he comes looking? Jesus told this parable, recorded in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, but found none. So he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and have not found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? It is a stark image, a tree, in good soil, in a vineyard, not in the wild. It was planted with intention, cared for, cultivated, positioned for fruitfulness. And yet, nothing. No fruit, no yield, no response. Year after year, the owner waited, but now his patience runs thin." Have you ever assumed that because God is patient, he will wait forever? Jesus is showing us something sobering. Mere existence is not the same as faithfulness, and access to grace is not the same as transformation. This fig tree had every advantage. It was not neglected, it was not forgotten. It had light, it had water, it had space, but it bore nothing, it had presence, but no response. Then comes the gardener, an image of Christ himself. "Sir," the gardener replied, "leave it alone for one more year. I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." The intercession is breathtaking. The tree deserved to be cut. But the gardener pleaded for mercy. Not endless time, just one more year. Have you ever wondered how many seasons God has already extended for you? Not because you earned them, but because Jesus stood in the gap and said, "Not yet, I am still working." This parable is not just about Israel, it is about you, your life, your gifts, your calling, your soil. It asks, what has God invested in me that has yet to produce fruit? Am I confusing being planted with being fruitful? What am I doing with the year of mercy Jesus fought to give me? This is not a story of condemnation. It is a story of urgency, because even mercy has a timeline. One more year, one more chance, one more opportunity to dig deeper, to be nourished, to finally bear fruit. But the warning remains. If not, cut it down. So ask yourself, am I living like fruit is optional or essential? What is God digging around in my life, trying to loosen, trying to awaken? If he came today, would he find what he has been waiting for? Jesus is the gardener. He still pleads for time. He still kneels in the soil of your soul. He still believes that what is barren can still bloom. But do not mistake his patience for passivity, because one day he will not be the one digging. He will be the one judging. And on that day, your fruit will speak louder than your words ever did.